Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Fishbowl 5, kikyam 5, palamig 5, bayad 20, sukli 5.
Kung di ka bibili, umalis ka na! Ice pop, lollipop, pag natunaw, palpak, yelo, malamig, pag natunaw, tubig!
Current LSS. That track from BTS. Guys, kung hindi nyo pa nakikita yung post ng Kabulastugan, kung sino man gumawa nun, whoever put that sound on top of the video of BTS singing Dynamite, you're a genius. You're a genius.
Let's start it.
Para-ra-para!
Halala Show, Season 2, Mix Number
4.
Welcome to the Halala Show, the podcast about anything and everything
under the sun.
Where we drop our clean canteen on the
That's the worst, though. What? When you drop your clean canteen.
Oh.
Well, you don't have.
I don't have one. Has yours bruised?
No, not yet, thankfully.
Thankfully. Anyway, welcome.
It's protected by BTS. Anyway, hello, welcome to the podcast where, you know, we talk about random shit.
Yeah.
But organized random
organized
shit.
Organized random shit.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we start with where you been. Oh, by the way, I'm Rika.
And this is JC.
Hello. Okay. Coming into you, la into you.
Coming in you.
I feel like that's a violation of something. Anyway, so we start with where you been, which is basically just our lives, what we did during the week. Mm-hmm.
But in case you're new and you're like, why do I care about these two little...
Well, you know, we are multi-awarded. No, we're not.
But if you don't, if you want to just skip to the other, the TTs, which is our second portion of the show here, which is the trending topics. Today's trending topics, we are talking about Pinky Webb, CNN anchor. She's on CNN. Pinky Webb and the very viral hair flip.
Can you imagine if she listens to this and you were like, yeah, but she's on CNN.
We're in number 8 news and politics. Yeah.
Pinky Webb is shaking.
We'll talk about that. And then we also have the
UP-DND Accord.
Which Rika is more familiar with because she went to UP and we looked in.
Not, I mean, like,
it it's more relatable to you.
I guess.
But it's important to everybody, right?
Yes, it's important to everybody.
And the last thing, JoJo Siwa, YouTube star, who I actually just kind of heard of. Rika knows more about her because Rika's super into YouTube. But she came out recently. She came out as gay.
As gay.
And it's been really great for her. So we'll talk about that for the tease. We have the timestamps to those TTs if you want to just skip the where you been. But
skip
other
to
than
the
that,
good part. He's we.
Let's go with where you've been.
Yep. You go first.
I'll go first.
Or did you go first last
time? I don't
time?
Even remember, buddy.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Where you been? I'll just work my way backwards. This weekend, I had a hosting for Datu Pute, and it was the easiest shit that I've ever had to do because I was not the main host. The main host it was Sam YG, who is so.
Don't tell them.
Sam YG is so good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Legit.
Legendary.
Like, he's so good, bro.
He's so animated.
And he's so quick.
Yeah.
He's so quick, man. Sam YG, so good. Idol. I'm not going to go into the hosting itself, but what it was for was Datu Pute, and they were trying to break a Guinness World Record for
most what?
Most people dipping food into vinegar online.
Wow. Did you guys break it?
The record is 100.
Okay.
And based on the participants, there were more. There was like 200 people.
Oh.
But the Guinness World Record adjudicator, the guy who has to verify it, couldn't verify it right away.
Okay.
Like they have to wait a few days. But based on like, I'm pretty sure we broke it.
Yeah.
So you're listening to a Guinness World Record holder.
Sups.
You know. And it was pretty cool. It was very well handled because there were Sam YG was the main host, but there were side hosts. So me, Kara Erigel of After 30, the podcast.
The podcast, Newlywed.
Newlywed. Sho Suzuki, TikTok superstar, 2 million followers, Sho Suzuki on TikTok.
And how many followers do you have on TikTok?
I think I have like 20.
20?
I don't know.
I have like 4.
Oh. Another host named Nikki Viola, I don't know if you've ever met her, but I've never worked with her before, but she's former Radio 1.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really cool. Like, it only lasted like 30 minutes, but we got there early because we had to do a COVID test. The swab test.
So how was it?
Dude, it sucks, bro.
Your nose is not a virgin anymore.
It's my first time to do it. And I was really nervous. Actually, the night before.
Any medical procedure, you get nervous.
The night before, I couldn't sleep because, especially with tests like that, any test where it could show you something that would affect your life.
Yeah.
I get nervous. I remember before when I would take, you know, like the STD test in high school, college, even though I knew I was practicing whatever, safe practices, you still get nervous, right? It's still
you
a possibility.
Get it, is it mandatory?
No. I just took it because, I just wanted to. I forgot the reason why I took it.
La lang.
So this one, I was like, shit. I mean, I've been pretty safe, right? You know, I don't really go out. And if I do, I do all the practices, but still, you're like, oh, that 1 hour. So 1 hour, yung waiting period,
right,
before you get it, and they email you the results. And I was like, fuck, I'm nervous. It turned out negative, so yay, I'm COVID free.
Nice, man. Matter of fact.
But okay, so that was what happened over the weekend. Before that, what have I been watching? I watched this show on Netflix called Shooter.
Okay,
I'm already almost at season 3. It's pretty good. It's entertaining. It stars Ryan Phillippe. You ever watch Cruel Intentions?
Yes.
The guy, the yung brother ni Sarah Michelle.
Yeah, Gellar. I know his face.
He's so hot, no? But I don't really know what else he's been in besides Cruel Intentions. So he's really good in Shooter. I've been watching that on Netflix.
And?
It's good. And I tried to watch the first episode of I know Crazy Rich Asians, but it's a reality show. Bling Empire.
I know a lot.
Have
of
you
people.
Seen it?
No. I'm
dude,
so sorry.
These guys are these Asians are filthy rich, dude.
Well,
it's so
that's
crazy.
The whole
like it,
premise.
If you like Crazy Rich Asians, I think you would enjoy this. Even though it's I'm not a super big fan of reality shows, but there seems to be unnecessary drama in the thing, but. Just to see what these rich people are doing.
You just wanted to know.
It's crazy, man. They're just flying to Paris. Let's go shopping. They close down stores.
You know that one like feature of actual Crazy Rich Asians in real life from what does that magazine? Is it Vogue or something?
Vogue.
And they featured Heart Evangelista is one of the
Crazy
Rich Asians. Hello. I mean, they go to these fashion shows and they don't just go, they buy.
Yeah.
They buy.
My favorite is when they talk about their closets. I was like, I left my bathing suit in the other walk-in closet.
Walk-in closet. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Dude.
Other than that, dude,
I wonder
nothing.
If in this lifetime it'll ever happen to us.
Which one?
You know, we have
closet?
Like a walk-in closet in New York and then another one in you know,
it's
like
possible.
Europe. I don't know.
It's possible. We just got to become big YouTube stars.
Sure. That's like...
Oh, speaking of YouTube, sorry, because I'm going to see Crazy Achino. It's a whole thing.
I've always wanted to meet her.
He's really cool, Chino. I met him before he was Crazy Achino. Like, he was working at...
Before Crazy Achino.
He was a writer. He was a writer at ABS, I think, and he was actually following the Mix VJ search in 2017. That's why I met him before.
I'm so sorry, I can't focus because of the.
Which one?
Kikyam lima.
Kikyam lima.
Fishbowl stop.
Ano? Kikyam lima. Fishbowl lima. Palamig lima. Bayad 20. Sukli lima.
Kung di ka bibili. Okay, anyway.
That's it though. I really didn't do much this week. Did
I
you?
I mean, same.
Finn, did you?
No, I just stayed the whole week in the condo. It was my dad's birthday, so I had to go home on Friday to celebrate. Let's just have dinner. Actually, we had lunch at Capitol Commons. How come I can't
Capitol Commons?
Capitol Commons. So we went there. We had lunch and coffee. We had coffee at Tokyo Milk Cheese Factory.
Oh, yeah.
I was not informed that the cookies that they sell there are so good. I'm always like this. I'm always late to the party with the hype of any food related whatever. Yeah. I'm always late to the party. I know, I hear about it. Like, I remember hearing about the crackers or the cookies of Tokyo Milk Cheese Factory. But I never really got it at first. And then when I tasted it this weekend, I was like, what the hell is this sorcery, man? So we got the salt and camembert and salt cookies, and I'm like, I'm gonna get this. I know it's like 600 pesos per box. I'm like, whatever, man.
Yeah, ma'am.
But it was so good. We also got the fluffy pancakes, which, you know what?
I've never had fluffy pancakes. The fluffy pancakes,
it's almost, I think it's almost the same as the one from Graham in Mega Mall. So it's like really fluffy. It's almost like mamon-ish. Mm. It takes about 30 minutes to order. So you have to order in, as a dessert, I guess. So you have to eat there first, but we just had to wait for it because we ordered coffee with the pancake. I guess it's like a cake for your birthday. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind if I had a pancake on my birthday.
Oh, speaking of birthdays, Brad Pitt's birthday.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Brad Pitt!
Okay. So yeah, that was really good. I would wait for 30 minutes for that kind of pancake. As long as it's 100% of the time, I get fluffy pancakes. What if you wait for 30 minutes and then you get a flat pancake?
Do you have a favorite pancake spot?
I'm more of a waffle person, honestly.
You're a waffle girl?
Yeah.
You do look like a waffle girl.
I know.
You
waffler. You waffler. You pancaker, you. I'm a waffle girl, and I remember for Pancake House, my favorite would be just the golden brown waffle. I love it because it catches.
Pancake House.
If I could consume syrup, I would choose the waffle because it captures the syrup. In all the crevices and all the squares. But I'm also a fan of like the small square pan, waffles, not the huge squares. Mm. So I like it with the smaller squares. I don't know why. I think it's more elegant.
I don't use syrup when I eat pancakes. I just like butter.
Butter. Yeah. Well, now I can relate because I also got sugar-free maple syrup from Healthy Options.
Mm.
Did you know that you can go broke?
At Healthy Options?
At Healthy Options, yeah. Man.
Dude, one shopping trip at Healthy Options? It's my paycheck for the month.
And then they also give you like these fake rewards. Oh, you get 200 pesos off the next...
the next 5,000 peso nuts purchase.
It does not matter if you give me 200 pesos off or not. It's going to amount to like 7,000 pesos every time I go there. So.
I like their unnecessarily like detailed... products that are, you could get probably like a normal, you know, like their alcohol, but it's like infused with jasmine rose.
I know, it's like
even jasmine like, rose, you know, hand what? Sanitizer.
You know what? I now have a taste for avocado oil, but it's like 1,400 per bottle. So sometimes what I would do, I would only use my avocado oil when I eat something that, alam mo yung straight, I could taste the oil. Gets more. Like
bread,
something fried,
bread?
Like, or like an egg. You know, I never use it if I'm going to make like something
adobo.
Saucy. Ah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Exactly. Like adobo. Mm. So also because I'm not a freaking millionaire that I can just buy avocado oil every time. So that's
would
something.
You though? If you had. If,
yeah,
you
of would, course. I would.
Is
you
that
know
your
what?
Favorite oil?
That would be, I guess so.
Out of all the oils?
Yeah. Okay. I think so. But you know what? If I were to become a millionaire, one of the things that I would change right away, even if it, you know, it costs a lot of money, would be my food. You know, I would instantly change to healthier food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like it sucks, more, right? It's more, I expensive, guess, no? It is, it is. Like, food, more expensive cuts. I would stick to salmon and broccoli. Mm. You know, like a tree of, I know you don't call it a tree, but like a tree of broccoli is like 150, and I'm like, what the hell, dude? This is good for one meal. Anyway, what else? We went to Nuvali again to celebrate my dad's birthday again. We like doing that. Like one celebration during the weekday and then one celebration for the weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
Usually what happens in our case. We ate at Peri Peri charcoal chicken. Yeah. Not a big fan.
Really? I like it.
I think the quality has declined I like over the years.
Better.
Yes. I would have to agree with you.
Gringo.
Unfortunately, they closed in Ayala 30th. They're closed Gringo. Now, yeah.
Well, that was in Ayala 30th.
I know. And I think the layout of the mall is also a little weird.
It's weird, bro.
Yeah, it's a little weird. But yeah, not a big fan. I'm not complaining. It's still food. It's still okay. It's just that I would rather eat at, you know, Gringo. Somewhere nicer. But yeah, and then we had coffee in Coffee Bean. It was unfortunate because we were actually with a kid, my sister's inaanak. But he wasn't allowed in the mall at all, even in the open space. And you know, in Nuvali, they have a lot of open spaces. Mm-hmm. Even in the open spaces, they're not allowed. So what happened was they all ate together first, and then I had to babysit for a while, which was okay because I couldn't eat yet. So we ran around, we took pictures. It was really nice. We found this with like one lump of like land. It was like a hill, mm-hmm. a mini hill in the park. So we climbed the hill, we played there, we took photos and videos and shit, and it was fun. And people discovered it because we were playing it, and they were all like, "Picture tayo dito!" And so we left. I ate, somebody took over, babysat, and then we actually snuck him in the coffee shop because it was outside the mall already, but technically still part of the mall. So when we were there, we were like covering him with our jackets and shit. But, at the end of the day, the guard still had to tell us that, "I'm sorry, the kid is not allowed in here."
Makes sense.
I know. Well, so they just left and we drank our coffee, had photos, and then we went home. Saturday was a little busy because, I had work, and then after work, we actually went to Kara's reception.
Kara Arigel.
Of After 30, newlywed.
Oh, yeah.
So this was their reception for their Manila friends and family. So we were about, I want to say like 30 people, less than maybe mm-hmm. less than, no, yeah, less than, around that number in a venue.
Alabang,
it was,
no?
Yes, in Alabang and Neil's kitchen. It was beautiful. The food was amazing. We had paella. Oh, so good. And then, like, a grazing board. I honestly think that in every event, there should be a grazing board. Any event. Like,
I just learned that term last year.
Grazing board?
Or no, like, December table? Of 2019.
Yeah. It's grazing a thing. Table. I think it elevates any event. Any potluck party, as long as they're a grazing board, I think it's like nice.
I like the honey with the, you know, the dipstick is like, looks like a honey, look like a beehive.
Honeycomb.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, but honey hive.
But I don't understand. Is it, what is the point of that?
Like, I think it controls
how it falls down.
Yes.
But you're supposed to let it drizzle, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You're not supposed to
spread it, right? Spread it. Okay.
And
I just like, how do you use this thing?
It was really nice. We drank. We were only up until 10 p.m. We started at around 6 p.m. Dinner at 8. And then we ended at 10. You know, just like drinks and partying and dancing with all their moms and their parents and everybody. Everyone was just jiving, honestly.
Jive.
Which was great. We left at around, 10. And
damn,
then,
I'm surprised Kara made it up the next day to go to the hosting.
I know. Well, we drank, but not a lot. Not like wedding reception hosting. Wedding
like
reception OG.
Yeah. Pre-pandemic.
Where the bride would be wasted.
Ayo!
Or the groom. What else? Yeah, that was really fun. What else did we do? Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Does it?
That's it. Films. I tried to watch something new again and failed miserably.
What did you try to watch?
I tried to watch like this. No, but I'm gonna continue watching it. It's just that not now, because you know, whenever I watch on Netflix, I want to feel good. That's why I gravitate towards Modern Family, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I watched this like one murder thing.
Which
murder documentary.
New?
Yeah. It's fairly new. I'm going to tell you. Look it up. Yeah. So, Finn.
All right. Before we go into the TTs, we did something last week where we were giving away food, but we didn't have a title. I came up with a working title, but I think Rika likes it. What do you think of it?
Yeah. Great. I like it.
Since we deliver it to you and it's free.
It's called Delibre.
Delibre.
No.
Next name.
Nacho Delibre.
And, you know, you just going to have to take our word since you can't see us name. But we did randomly pick based on the entries that we told you, you know, the qualification. And the winner is, drum roll, Jedinoscopy _0521. Not a bot.
Hopefully not a bot.
Not a bot. I mean, they commented a genuine message.
Oh, that's
tagged
nice.
Us. So, congratulations to everyone who joined. Don't worry, we have another Delibre.
This is not the last one.
This is not the last one. Are we doing another one today?
Sure.
All right. Go ahead. First of all, congratulations to Jedinoscopy. I'm just going to call him Jed.
Jed,
we're going to give you, we're going to send
what
it to you.
What if his name is Oscopy?
You know what, Oscopy? We're going to send it to you.
Oscopy? Mr. Coffee.
Mr. Coffee. We'll message you how to get your Air Bakes Manila Sylvanias.
I can't wait for you to try it.
Oh, yeah. But you know how Rika said she's always late?
I'm always late to the
food
party.
Trends, bro. And I have been sucking this food's junk for the last 2 years.
You already slept with this
pizza.
I've
slept with this pizza, bro.
And you already broke her heart.
But then we got back together.
And then you got back
because
together.
Because you cannot live without her.
No, you met her parents
I did.
Yeah.
It's so good. So our Delibre for this mix is Angel's Pizza.
Nice.
You tried it, dude, finally?
I know, finally. I actually tried it before. Pizza. So that post that I posted on my Instagram is actually my second time.
Okay.
But the first time I tasted it was around like maybe just like a week before that.
Okay.
So, you know, it blew my
mind. It's so good, bro.
It was
the best pizza, bro. It's the best fucking pizza in the world,
bro.
It's the best pizza, bro. For real. It's the best pizza.
What the hell, dude? What do they put there?
I don't know, man. We've had Leche fans who have messaged us or who have commented on the Leche fan group chat.
Yeah.
The Leche fan group page, whatever. What?
I don't know.
Group page. You know when you go to Facebook,
are
there's groups
admin?
And then there's pages.
It's a freaking group.
It's a group, okay.
Yeah.
But it's not a page.
But we have a page.
We have a page, okay.
But it's a group.
Okay, it's a group, okay.
It's a group.
In the group, people are saying that they have tried Angel's pizza. Because of what I've been hyping
it.
I've been hyping it up.
Right.
So we're gonna invite you. Same thing, huh? So what you're
gonna do is
you're gonna go to their Instagram. I'm sure they have an Instagram. I don't even know what it is. Angel's Pizza. So what you're gonna do, go to Angel's Pizza PH. The link will be also in the description of this podcast mix. And just comment on any of their photos, preferably the creamy spinach dip pizza photos, because
yes,
that's what
please.
We're going to send you, and tag us at Hala Hala Show, but make it a nice little personal statement, like, hey, we heard that JC loves to suck your creamy spinach, now, something like that.
Yeah, and Rika is not a pizza virgin anymore, or something, but we also don't want you to spam, so maybe just one message,
as
long as you tag us, we're going to see it.
Yeah.
And then no, like, generic, I want to win this. Because, you know, it's not like, they don't know. It's not
that
like
we're
a collaboration
doing,
or anything.
Not.
It's just like, you know, a quick shout out to Angel's Pizza.
Angel's Pizza. And make sure you follow them as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Angel's Pizza PH. But other than that, congratulations once again to Noscopy.
Mr. Copy.
For our first ever,
Delibre.
Delibre. And then, good luck to all the winners for next week. And those of you, if you've already won, we're just making a rule right now. If you already won, you can't join for another month. But everyone who joined for this one who didn't win, you can join again.
Yeah.
Okay?
So, Mr. Oscopy,
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
All right, let's do some Wapam. Do we have a do we need a sound effect for Delibre? What's a cool sound effect?
Libre.
Let's serious first. Serious stuff.
Wapam.
Okay, let's do the UP DND, the 1989 UP DND Accord.
But what is the UPDND agreement?
Okay, let's just see here from Rappler. Actually, this is not from Rappler, wherever Rika's reading.
Yeah, from Rappler.
Oh, Rappler, okay.
The UPDND Accord was an agreement signed on June 30, 1989 by the UP president and the then UP president and then UP defense chief. The agreement laid down the guidelines on military and police operations inside the university. So basically,
they couldn't go in
they
there.
They couldn't go in there.
Into the campuses.
Yes.
Campuses.
So basically, it's like to protect the rights of the students. And, you know, they're, because, you know, it should be like a free space for everybody to just express their thoughts and opinions about, you know, social
issues
that's happening in our country. Mm-hmm. So that everybody can just freely express what they think about it.
I see.
So without the fear of, you know, getting
arrested. So last Monday, actually, it came after we recorded, so we didn't talk about it. So that's why we're talking about it now. The termination of that agreement was made public last January 18. And the Defense Secretary, Si Delphine Lorenzana, officially notified the university about the, I don't know what, abrogation in his letter, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing it means the termination of it.
Yeah.
On January 15, citing reported baseless in-campus recruitment activities of the Communist Party of the Philippines and the New People's Army, CPP or NPA. So basically, they're saying they ended this agreement because there were, and once again, reported baseless meaning no proof, in-campus recruitment activities from these two things. So Communist Party of the Philippines and the NPA, New People's Army. That's why they ended the agreement, because they're like, oh, we have to investigate, you know, we have to make sure that there's no one being recruited from these two blah 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 parties which are threats to the government, something like that. That's why,
yeah,
that's
you know what
reason.
I came across this one article and I forgot who actually said it. It's a quote from an official that said that, you know, it's nothing new, this tactic to red tag people or students in this case. And people should actually think why are students thinking this way. It's because of the social injustices that's happening.
Yeah.
And not because, you know, they want to join this what do you call that?
Party.
This party.
Yeah.
You know, it's only because these things are happening in our country and they want to probably change it, get rid of it, right? Mm-hmm. These social injustices. So, you know, that should be more the conversation rather than red tagging the students. So I think that was a thought provoking quote.
Yeah.
That I saw.
And prior to this, according to Rappler, and I think we've already talked about this before, but President Duterte had already branded UP as a recruitment ground for the CPP and the NPA, and even threatened to defund the university because of their strike. But even it was Ateneo who did that, though, right? Which is weird.
You know, it's...
I mean, it's weird that he threatened to defund UP when it was actually Ateneo. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
You know, people also had fun with this, obviously. You know, we like joking around on Twitter as well. Because,
yeah, memes were born.
Like we said, free speech, am I right? And people are saying na parang there are more chances of you seeing a penis or something.
Yeah, or
in
being
UP.
Recruited to, like, I don't know.
A random org.
An organization.
But yeah. I mean, it is true. I mean, in my whole 6 years in UP, I was never invited to join any of whatever this organization.
Yeah.
You know, but that's just my personal experience, obviously. Yeah. Well,
but as a UP student and UPLB, did you ever hear any word of any, you know, Communist Party, New People's Army?
I remember.
Was there any sort of rumors going around?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I remember there was a girl, one batch higher than mine. She was very vocal about her their advocacies and, you know, their beliefs and everything, which is great, which is great. And then at, in the one semester, she just dropped her subjects and people don't see her around campus anymore. And the rumor was she joined an organization.
Okay.
You know, doesn't matter what it is. Mm-hmm. And I don't actually know what organization this is, but basically she dropped. And I'm like, after a few years, I saw her again in campus.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, there will always be talks of that.
Okay.
And it's not just in UP. It's in every university.
Mm.
You know? Yeah. But when it comes to being vocal about your, you know, the social injustice that's happening in our country, it's always a thing in every university. And especially in UP, we would always get asked about it. It would always be, part of a subject or an activity because you are in school.
Yeah.
You know, you're not just there to follow what's in the textbook.
Yeah. And UP is very well known for, like, being, you know, activists, especially when it comes to, different things, whether it be government or other stuff.
You know, even in my sorority, I'm actually very thankful about my sorority because, you know, when people hear the word sorority, maybe they just think about like partying or boys or flirting or whatever. Mm-hmm. But actually, no, like each sorority, we would have an advocacy that we would, you know, stand against or stand for. And for us, it's rape culture. Yeah. And for my whole 4-3 years of being in that sorority, you know, parang namulat yung mga mata ko about, you know, all these things happening to women and children and not just women, but, you know, everybody, can happen to anybody. And we actually wanted to open up the conversation about rape culture, especially here in the Philippines. So that would even be because we would hold parties to raise funds.
Raise awareness. Right?
Raise awareness and funds, basically, for all of our activities.
Okay.
And sometimes our parties would even be revolved around that, around that advocacy.
Yeah.
So it's not just a normal party. Mm. And then outside of, you know, fun, we would have talks.
Yeah.
And attend seminars. Okay. So
this termination of an agreement could mean that, let's say, the government or like the armed forces can come in and shut down your party. Now,
yeah, they thought that, you know,
it was national security or whatever.
But basically, it's not that, you know, the UP, according to this article from Rappler, it doesn't mean that they cannot at all enter the university if they needed to arrest someone.
Yeah.
There are guidelines, and one of them is, you know, they have the police or military, they have to notify the UP administration before they could conduct operations inside.
Yeah, I mean, I assume it wouldn't mean zero activity because what if there's a crisis or something? Of course, they're allowed in. There were guidelines which are now not in effect because of the termination, right? But prior, when there was still an agreement, they had to notify the admins.
Yeah. And it's also a big thing. It's dangerous because in UP, we would hold a lot of protests or activities related to that, and they could stop it.
Yeah.
And that's just like literally barring the freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Especially if it's non-violent protests, they could just shut it down simply because they have the power now to come in without notifying and saying, hey, shut this shit down, bro.
Because if you guys know, there is the UP police.
So
there is a UP police, and they're in charge of whatever happens inside
campus.
UP.
Okay.
Inside the campus.
Is that for every UP? I mean, is it also UPLD?
I believe so. Yeah, we have the UP police.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many UP campuses are there?
There's Diliman, Manila, LB,
Baguio,
and Clark.
There is. Meron sa Clark?
Yes. There is Visayas, UP Mindanao, and UP... Is there Cebu?
I don't know. Or is so it at least Visayas? Seven, right? Yeah, at least yeah, seven. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. The main campuses.
So, got yeah. it. So that's the hot thing that happened this week. But what do you think? What should be the... Should there be a... Should they broker a new agreement? What how do you see this... How would you like to see this moving forward?
Honestly, like, I'm really not an expert when yeah. it comes to this. Yeah. I mean, like, I knew about it when
just
I was in UP.
Just as a casual, you know, as I mean, a
obviously, it was
UP.
Put there for a reason. Mm. So, why get rid of it? Mm. You know, it's only to protect the students. And it's supposed to be a space where you can freely express your thoughts, then why not? Because, I mean, you get into UP and you wanted to experience that whole experience, yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. So, why?
I see it as a shutdown on the Twitter generation of
yeah.
the government. I see it. That's just how I see it as a, you know, a casual observer. Mm-hmm. As the government shutting down the what I would say is probably the most vocal because of social media.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are a lot of people who are vocal, but it's not really heard. Like, they're vocal in their own, you know, maybe mm-hmm. in their own world, in their own life. Mm-hmm. But those who are on Twitter and I guess now TikTok, I mean, to some extent, TikTok, yeah. right? They're the young kids, the college kids now. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that know how to do all that TikTok-y shit. It's so hard to do TikTok-y that stuff, bro. Shit.
You know, it's...
So, to kind of, you know, give them another... Or to take away another platform to make their voices heard. That's how I see it happening. That's why they did this. The government, rather. You know?
Yeah.
So, hopefully, they broker a new agreement. Or somehow, they the university people... I don't know. Like, can they just end that? Did they just end it? Like, straight up? Like, hey, we're ending this. Or did they have to agree to end it? I don't know. Honestly.
I'm also not sure yeah. about the whole thing.
Someone who's
but
an
still,
expert
like,
could
challenging,
let us know.
Challenging it should be still an
something,
issue.
Something, right? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, should be brought up. Let us know what you think yeah. if you're an expert in this or if maybe you know more.
So
I'm
please,
sure you do. I'm sure you do.
Please register to vote.
Yeah. And then
yeah,
let
that's
us know
what we too. Register to vote for 2022. And, you know, Comelec is still open.
Comelec.gov.ph. Oh, I still remember it because see? They have a radio plug. Comelec.gov.ph. At the Office of the Election Registrar.
Yes.
Registrar, whatever. Wapow!
Wapow!
Let's go into Pinky Web.
Yeah.
Pinky Web. Pinky Web, whose hair flip got became super, super
okay,
viral.
So I only saw part of the, maybe like a minute or more than a minute of the whole interview. But that hair flip was iconic.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about the issue that they're talking about. They were talking about, but it also brings up another issue, mm-hmm. which is mansplaining, basically talking over somebody.
So here's what happened during a television interview with CNN Philippines host Pinky Webb, with presidential spokesman Harry Roque. You can see that at. Spokesman Roque was kind of super flustered and started to like talk over Pinky Webb.
Yes.
Right.
Started to talk over her and twist her words. Mm. Thankfully, Pinky Webb was assertive enough to say that no, she did not say that. She did not imply this and that. Because if you truly look at it, she is a reporter and she reported all of the stuff that she read on Twitter online, asked the question, and then that's it.
Yeah. And so basically, yeah, you know, instead of kind of engaging in a war of who could talk over who,
yeah.
she was just like, yeah, just let it happen. Mm-hmm. Let's just see what
hair flip.
Hair flip. And the hair flip. Was a hair flip.
It was
bro.
A hair flip, man.
You
like,
could. Yeah.
She is not happy.
You can go just Google it. You could probably just YouTube it.
Yeah.
Pinky Webb hair flip. Like, whose hair flip has gone viral? Not many.
Mm. Pinky Webb.
One
man.
Of the few. And it was yeah, the mansplaining part. I yeah. get why that's a.
And you know, as like as a broadcaster, I strive for that calmness and collectiveness.
Yeah.
collectiveness, is that a word?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever, you know, we go on air interviewing anybody, because you can encounter an awkward conversation anytime when you're on air. And I would like to have that calmness within me.
Thankfully, I don't know about you, but yeah. I've never had to interview someone who's very polarizing yeah. or like someone who is known for maybe being a difficult interviewee.
Yeah. You know, whenever I think about, you know, interviewing someone that maybe let's just say I don't have a lot of knowledge about it.
Okay.
I would actually just let them speak. Yeah. You know, if they are polarizing and if they are trying to retaliate against like what I said, I think letting them speak would be the best, because at one point they will trip over their words, just like what happened here. Mm. But it also sparked a conversation against, you know, women in the workplace, yes. because it is pretty difficult to be a woman in the workplace in a corporate setting. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of microaggressions.
Was it last week we talked about that? Microaggressions?
I think so.
It was, right?
Yeah, that comes up when you do work, like, let's say, in a corporate setting as a woman, and not even just in that setting, in every job. Mm. You know, it is difficult. There are a lot of disadvantages.
Yeah.
And you are mostly, you know what ticks me off most of the time?
What's that?
Is when you put me in a box.
Yeah.
You think something about me, and you think that that's me the whole time. Mm-hmm. You know, like let's say a person is online acting sexy. Mm-hmm. And they think in real life, that's going to be them, you know, like strutting in their lingerie, wanting, ooh, ah, and staring at them all the time, which basically you can be a thirst trap online and be a lawyer and a badass in real life. Mm. You know, you can't just be one thing.
Yeah. You can be both.
You can be both.
Yeah. I feel you.
Right?
I think with when it comes to interviewing someone, the thing that I don't really know how to handle well yet is talking to someone who I don't really believe in.
Does it show in your face?
You know what? It kind of does.
Yeah.
Pretty transparent. I had one right recently, last month, mm-hmm. where I had to interview Master Hans Kua. Right. And, you know, he got a lot of flack last year for saying it was going to be a bountiful. I don't exactly remember what he said, but he got a lot of flack for it.
In those lines, yeah.
Yeah, because 2020 was not, you know, a great year. And so when I was interviewing him, he was, you know, he acknowledged naman that this is just, these are just guides, or these are just, you know, it's not exactly going to tell the future, predict the future, but it's more like payo, like advice, right? But, you know, every time he was talking, I was like, fuck, man, what do I say? Because I don't believe this mm-hmm. stuff, right? In general, not just him, just in general, like yung mga fortune telling stuff. I'm not a big believer in that stuff, because I honestly, for me, as a personal opinion, I think it's a scam.
But I also don't see you as someone who would bust their balls.
No, exactly.
I get it.
Because as a professional, right? Yeah. As a professional doing an interview in a professional setting, I'm not, who are the, like, the ones that I'm not like Joe Rogan or something where I can call them out and like it's on a big platform. Like, this is my job. Like, I don't want to get fired. I don't want to be, you know, rude either. Like, what am I supposed to say? Like, I don't know what to do in that situation. I won't agree with them, but at the same time, like, what do I ask them more, like, about stuff
I don't know.
I don't want more. Exactly. So I was just like, but like you said, I let them talk, and you know, Master Hans in this case, very good at talking. He can talk forever, dude. He can talk forever. So I guess I let him talk and just let him have his word out there. Mm-hmm. I didn't counter anything. I just kind of gave, like, you know, oh, some people say this, blah, blah, blah. So what would you say? I guess I just want to hear their side of it.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm so props to Pinky Webb for being able to, you know, because it's a very public setting, and it's also a professional but also public setting. So she did very well, mm-hmm. Pinky Webb, in that case.
Especially because, you know, it is on TV, such a big platform, yeah. and I guess it's not your place to convince people that, you know, you're on the right side and they're bad.
It's a news
outlet. News channel, and
they have to remain neutral.
They have to remain neutral and at the same time, you know, they're there to report facts.
Yeah. Although, I mean, you do know.
Of course.
I mean, with any,
they have some leeway when it comes to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also with news things, it's not always neutral. Mm-hmm. We know this, right?
Oh, yeah.
CNN is usually more liberal. Fox News, usually more to the, you know, the Republican mm-hmm. side. There's always an agenda when it comes to these things, which I've learned from, you know, like watching other shit. The morning show actually kind of touched on that as well. But for the most part, if they try to remain neutral.
Yeah.
But you can tell. You can tell. So we're not saying that news outlets are always neutral. No, it's not.
So how she handled it, for me, very it's well just done. Goals.
Very well done.
Very well done. Yeah,
so shout out to Pinky Webb.
If ever you get to hear this. Wow.
She doesn't listen to us.
God,
could
no.
you imagine, bro?
Can you imagine?
She's probably like, what the fuck? These guys did no research. They're just reading off the internet.
But you know what? It's also, you could start a conversation with your friends, with your family when it comes to this.
Yeah.
Right?
Do that.
Yeah.
Wapow?
Wapow.
Hey, before we do that, we actually have something. You ready to do it? Ready?
Go.
To do some...
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. This mix and actually other mixes are brought to you by Podmetrics. Podmetrics. So here's what it is, Rika G. You know, we've inspired... I don't think we're wrong in saying this. We have inspired a few people who listen to us to start their own podcast.
Of course.
And I know a lot of a thing that's on a lot of people's minds when they're making podcasts, besides their content, what should we do, blah, 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 is... Can we make money off of this? And you absolutely can.
Of course. You can actually collaborate with your favorite brands.
Yeah.
And
how do we do it?
You can use Podmetrics.
Yeah.
So it's the easiest way to monetize your podcast. And we always say that, yes, we do this because this is our passion. Mm-hmm. But it's always a good thing if you can monetize it. Why not?
Yeah. To pay the bills, as we say. Mm-hmm. So if you do have a podcast, or if you're thinking of starting a podcast, just remember this. Okay. You can write it down because you might not be able to find it in the future.
Do you have your pen?
Do you have your pen?
Do you have your paper?
And go to Podmetrics. So Podmetrics. .co, podmetrics.co, and you can use our referral code,
which is Halo Halo Show, all caps. Yep. Okay, it's case sensitive. All caps.
Mm-hmm. All caps and no spaces. Halo Halo Show. And if you are listening and maybe you want to advertise with us, Halo Halo Show, or any other podcast that is with Podmetrics, just go to podmetrics.co and you can fill up the form as well. So that's basically what it is.
Yeah. It's advertiser.podmetrics.co.
Advertiser.podmetrics.co.
Yeah.
So basically, if you sign up with Podmetrics, you get a, you open up your podcast to the possibilities of more possibilities rather of monetizing. And that's a great avenue for you.
Of course. I mean, your podcast, whatever it is, whatever you talk about there, people will listen to it. Mm-hmm. You know, there are millions of people all around the world. And if they find it interesting, then why not? And you could be a way to actually help a brand get their name out there.
Yeah. And so it's the easiest way to monetize your podcast. That does it for
commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. Wapow, last one. Jojo Siwa, who Rika knows more about.
Okay.
Tell us about
I actually
Jojo
know
Siwa.
Jojo Siwa from YouTube. And she is a big, big, big YouTube star. Not just on YouTube, but outside of YouTube. Yeah. You know, she has merch in Toy Kingdom and everything. She sells the bows that she uses. Yeah, she has an iconic bow that she uses. Okay. And now she has a lot of merch out there. The bow is the most iconic one.
Yeah.
But actually, one of her most famous YouTube videos is the one where she shows her room full of Jojo Siwa merch. And it's like pens and pencil cases and bags and bows and notebooks and everything. One of the most iconic. I think Kim Kardashian had to go to her...
Really?
Her room just to see what the fuss is all about, because North West is actually a big fan of JoJo Siwa. She's big with the kids, that part of YouTube. But if you do think about it, she's a fully grown woman. Yeah. She is, how old is she?
She 16? Is 17 years old.
17 years old.
And she was included on Time Magazine's annual list of 100 most influential people in the world last year, 2020. Yes.
To be fair, her videos and messages in her videos, they're pretty positive.
Yeah.
You know, it really helps kids, I guess. And it's, you know, with her, all of her videos, it's captivating. It's full of color. It's full of animation. Mm-hmm. So I get it. Even how she talks.
12 million followers.
She has
followers.
12 million followers.
Holy shit.
And even how she talks, it's like, how is this a kid? You know? I know that she was from Dance Moms, I believe, in the same...
She's known for appearing on 2 seasons of Dance Moms with her mother, Jesselyn Siwa.
Yes.
And for her
singles.
And
even in Dance Moms...
Oh, she's a singer too. What the
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's a singer too?
Of course. And even on Dance Moms, she was more or less like a star over there because her mom would be, you know... They would be sometimes starting fights or whatever. Mm. She's, I think, in the same season as Maddie Ziegler, the dancer from CS Videos. Mm. So the same season or maybe like just in the same reality show. So yeah, she's pretty big. And congratulations to her for coming out as gay.
Actually, just to clarify, she came out as LGBTQ plus because when she was asked... what her label was by a fan, Siwa has stated that she's not labeling her sexuality as she doesn't really know this answer yet.
Exactly.
So maybe it's not, is that correct? It's not so gay, but she came out as LGBTQ+.
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
She came out as a member of the LGBTQ+ community.
Yeah.
And congratulations to her.
She did it on a Twitter post where she showed a photo of herself.
I saw that photo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wearing a t-shirt that was given to her by her cousin. Mm-hmm. And it was written on the shirt, best gay cousin ever.
Yeah.
And she later told fans she was not ready to put a label on her sexuality, but that coming out felt really awesome.
Aww.
And she even posted, I believe, a video, like a follow-up video, saying that she's so happy. It was like, you know, it's like a really long video, like 10, 15 minutes, just talking about how happy she was that she did this. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome.
And like Rico's saying, this is somebody who's watched by a lot of kids.
Yes.
And a lot of, you know, these minds that are very moldable at this age. And I think what a great platform to do it. And also... I'm sure it would. There's got to be kids who watch her. And when I say kids, I mean the age range. I don't know, like 6 to like maybe 12, 13, who are watching, who might be feeling the same thing,
That's
but they
true.
Don't know how to do it.
And
I think it's inspiring.
Seeing their idol come out like that in such a positive environment, no less.
Yeah, because there's a stigma associated with coming out, right?
Yeah.
So this is a great way.
That's kind true.
Of address this.
You cut off my idea. Now I forgot about it.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. Do I have a choice? No.
No.
Okay. So, yeah, congratulations to JoJo Siwa. Dude, you should watch one of her videos. It's just...
What else does she do, though?
I cannot describe the level of energy of JoJo Siwa. Like, she's a true performer. That I can say. You know, she is a dancer.
But it's vlogs, too, or what?
It's vlogs, and sometimes she makes skits. And then she has like interesting videos.
It's like
and
everything, man.
Everything. It's like literally a channel.
Damn.
That's why it's called a YouTube channel because you can watch whatever. There are different types of videos in there.
What?
So you guys should check her out. She was definitely caught in some YouTube drama years back, but I don't even remember.
Was she?
Yeah, she maybe just like a minor maybe. Issue.
Well, she's thriving.
Yeah, she is. I mean, even the kid who opens up toys on YouTube.
Oh, see, no.
Has an issue on YouTube.
What's
and I'm
his
like,
name?
What's his name? Ryan.
Ryan. No? Yeah, see, Ryan,
yeah.
The Pinoy kid, right?
Yeah.
Phil Am, or I don't know if he's Phil Am.
So, yeah.
That kid is so
congratulations
fucking rich.
To you, JoJo Siwa.
JoJo Siwa.
I'm sure. Cipriano. I know she's appeared in one of David's vlogs already. Probably. Anybody who's an anybody will appear over there.
Will I like her songs? I'll be honest with you.
It's more
probably
like
not,
a
probably not.
It's not like a pop song. It's more like a chant, you know? Like a chant, like a cheer chant. Because she's a cheerleader.
Like kikyam lima.
Kikyam lima, fishbowl lima, palamig lima, bayad 20.
Sukli lima.
Kung hindi ka bibili,
umalis ka.
Jojo Siwa is shaking.
Wapow. Let's just shout out some people.
Okay. I'll go on Instagram. I haven't been on Instagram.
Do it, buddy.
For a while.
Do it, friend.
Sorry. Okay.
Do it, friend.
On Instagram, shout out to... Oh, Stan. Shout out to Stan.
Stan C. Oh, yeah. You guessed it on Stan.
Yeah, so I guessed it on... Oh, I totally forgot about that. But anyway, I'm going to talk about it now. So shout out to Stan C. from Podcast Network Asia, On Deck, and Wrestling Podcast. So we basically just talked about my radio life because that's the whole theme of On Deck. So thank you for inviting me to be on your show. That was pretty fun. Shout out to Master Jock 06 and Dane S. Mau. Batang Yapak. Wow.
Whoa.
Charlie Penafiel. Shout out to you. And Airbakes Manila. No. Shout out to Airbakes Manila still.
Airbakes Manila.
A. Mendoza and Anton Juan de los Reyes. Ali Badbaran. Dario Macchiato. XDY Dowls and JK Gaan, Ivan Ron Mercado, and Inshane John. Jason Chavez and Catherine Lyrics. Shout out to you. TJ Martinez and Aries. I am Jedu, Sexy Minds PH, a podcast. Conversations on the Q. Patrick, Ivan Flores, and Dump NP. G Ortega and Papi Orbs. Shout out to you. It's me, CJ, 0521 a bot. But she has a profile picture. She has a pretty profile picture.
Okay, then probably not.
Probably not. Automatic, right? Yeah, Rain, yeah. Rain, and Abby Winner. Shout out to Podcast Network Asia. Thank you.
What else? Okay.
What else? What else?
What else? Who else? Anybody else?
No more. How about Twitter?
Twitter, someone tagged us, see, June Grace, who's recommending The Promising Young Woman, a movie, I guess?
Mm.
Kabalustagan Podcast. I don't know if that's the same people.
I think so.
Is it the same people,
gosh,
behind Kabalustagan?
Kabulastugan. Kabulastugan.
Kabulastugan Podcast. I don't know if it's the same people behind the Instagram account. Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe.
Shout out to Aya Loves Taiwan, to AD, who followed us, to Le IL rather, Ralph, hello Ralph, your Cappuccino, who actually tweeted us an article about Olivia Rodrigo. There's drama though within the cast of High School Musical, the musical, the show, because Olivia Rodrigo is part of that.
Oh yeah,
there's like
yeah,
a
yeah.
love triangle.
Well, she is,
right?
She's a Disney
product,
girl.
Disney yeah. Channel product. Yeah, that's what they call it.
I know. It's just, it's so weird to call somebody a product, man.
Whitney Jen also sent us an article about, you know how we talked about Armie Hammer?
Yeah.
And there's like a video or something where Armie Hammer lets his son suck on his toes, which I don't think is that weird. Mm. I like it when dogs lick my toes, but it's a
but
dog.
But that's
though.
Your kid.
I don't know, man.
You're supposed to protect them from germs.
True. But I don't know. If I had a son, right, and he licked my toes,
okay,
I wouldn't video it or anything, you know, but I'd be like, oh my God, he's licking my toes. That's so weird.
I get it. Yeah. I wouldn't actually, yeah. I think that's the whole thing. Taking a video and, you know, posting it to the world knowing that you have millions of followers.
Okay,
maybe that's
gotcha,
like.
Gotcha. To Julianne Grace Conlu, Dennis Taylor, Hazen Stiffen. I don't know how to say your name. Sorry. Hazen Stiffen. I hope I'm saying that right. Tootsie Memalang. Thank you for following us on Twitter. We do have all we have social media. It's the Hala Hala Show everywhere except for on Instagram, where it's just Hala Hala Show. And follow our group page.
Yeah,
group.
It's the Hala Hala Show Leche Fam.
And that's where we ask you for DT's got us a question as well.
And answer the questions because we just want to know.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it, you guys.
Do a little bit of an extra. Oh, let's do the extra song that we've been doing, man.
Wait lang. Follow us everywhere. Oh. Okay, go.
I need to start the video.
Oh, wait. I have a new video on my YouTube channel. Just search Rika G and you have a new episode.
Wala pa. Tevez is the best podcast. How does it go? How does the video go?
Alin.
You have to start. Give me a beat.
Give a beat, yo.
Give a beat,
hey.
Yo.
Oh. Hey. Oh. Oh.
Kikiam lima,
fishbowl lima, palamig lima,
bayad 20, sukli lima.
Kung di ka bibili,
umalis ka na.
Yo. Ice pop, lollipop, pag natunaw, palpak,
yelo,
malamig, pag natunaw, tubig!
Hey! Alala show later.
Bye!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.